An airplane crashed into an office building in downtown Anchorage early this morning. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, serious questions remain about what caused the crash and why the pilot was flying at all.
At about 6:18 a.m., a low-flying Cessna 172 heading in the direction of a nearby airfield struck the corner of the Brady Building on 3rd Avenue and L Street. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board say the sole occupant on board, Doug Demarest, died in the crash. No one in the building or on the street was injured. Alex Boyd is an assistant chief with the Anchorage Fire Department, which arrived on scene to secure the crash site, assist NTSB, and put out the resulting blaze.
Initially, when they arrived on scene, it was the wreckage of the aircraft that was burning and the any residual fuel from the aircraft. Fire was fairly easy to control initially. Did not involve the building or any of the surrounding area.
By midday, an official with the Federal Bureau of Investigation put out a release saying there is no structural damage to either of the buildings affected by the crash. Stacey Fager-Pellissier is a spokesperson for the FBI in Anchorage and says it's not uncommon for the Bureau to partner with NTSB when there's an aviation incident.
But I always get concerned because I know that people's first thought may be they hear FBI and think this was terrorist related. And I can say unequivocally, we do not believe that this was related to terrorists.
Laying four stories beneath a large gash in the building's corner, surrounded by broken glass, was a crumpled red wing from the small plane. Written on it were the letters CAP, for Civil Air Patrol, a civilian group that helps with search and rescue missions across the country. The pilot who died joined the Alaska chapter in 2010. NTSB investigator Clint Johnson described CAP as the lifeblood of search and rescue efforts, but it was unclear why Demarest was flying the plane in the dark during gusty weather and without a flight plan on file.
At this point right now, it doesn't sound like this was a sanctioned flight for CAP.
CAP did confirm that Demarest was not authorized to fly the plane Tuesday morning. NTSB's investigation into what caused the crash is ongoing. As of Tuesday afternoon, officials could not confirm the plane's path prior to the accident. A source close with Demarest confirms that his wife, attorney Catherine Demarest, is an attorney for Dorsey & Whitney LLP in the same building struck by the plane. Officials are not yet able to say whether the crash was deliberate or accidental. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.